This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There may be no better time than the present to apply for a job as a police officer. Departments in many parts of the country say attracting new recruits is not as easy as it used to be, and they're facing a serious personnel shortage. Shirley Skeel reports.
Police officer Reggie Brown is on patrol in Oakland, California, a city notorious for its crime rate. After 18 years, Brown says the job has become routine. When he started, he loved the excitement.
Oh, it was everything you could dream of. I mean, you get to drive fast, chase folks, you know, put people in jail. It was like, you know, on a nightly basis, there was plenty of action back then.
The promise of such thrills had young people like him lining up for police work 20, 30 years ago. But as Miami Police Department spokesman Delrish Moss says, things have changed.
When I grew up, you wanted to be a police officer, an astronaut, or president of the United States. I don't hear those three on the top of the list anymore.
Finding young people who are keen and qualified to train as police officers has gotten tougher in many cities. Of 20 big city and county police departments contacted by this reporter, 17, ranging from Los Angeles to Dallas to Washington, D.C., said they are having difficulty or expect to have difficulty meeting their recruitment targets. Several reasons are given: higher education standards for recruits, aggressive counterbids from the military and homeland security agencies after 9/11, and competition from private business as the economy picks up.
Most of us are seeing that our pools of applicants have dwindled down.
Marianne Viverett is president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
Where we might have used to have gotten 300 applications for one position, now you may only get 50 to 75.
To make matters worse, police agencies are losing staff as 76 million baby boomers begin to retire. In the San Diego Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Mike Barletta says despite a recruiting blitz last year, they had a net gain of only 15 deputies. They are short 260 officers.
It's coming to a head where our deputies are really experiencing exhaustion. In the past, we used to have to fight the deputies off to work overtime. We've reached a point where we are now ordering deputies to work overtime.
The rivalry for new recruits is so hot, cities are trying to poach officers from each other. Houston is offering $7,000 and San Diego $5,000 in signing bonuses for experienced officers. Lexington, Kentucky is paying more than $7,000 towards home down payments. Other measures are more imaginative. Oakland has lowered the cyclone fence trainees have to jump from 6 feet to 5 feet. But young people say one problem still needs to be addressed.
What happens now, for the most part, on infractions? What's the definition of an infraction?
At Contra Costa College in Northern California, Rick Ramos leads an administration of justice class, which prepares students to be probation officers, investigators, and cops. Student Rhonda Roberts hopes to become a prison guard. She says many of her peers wouldn't think of becoming a cop, mainly because of the negative image the job has these days in the media.
I think that children are seeing more corrupt officers on the news and after the Rodney King, and it's making it to where, you know, the police are more on trial and a lot of people don't want to get into that.
Not that such images hinder everyone. Fellow student Michael Hernandez is taking his own stand. He plans to be a police officer.
I don't like what's become of my community. It bothers me how, you know, some people are afraid to walk in the streets. If I can make a slightest difference in one person's life, that's fine enough for me.
Hernandez graduates this year. He should have no problem finding a job. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Skeel.